Hearing from Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing on last week's Grain Market Movers. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. We had a lot of news last week that put its nice little spin on our grain markets. First, on the weekly export wire, we had 643,000 metric tons of corn for soybeans, 160,000 metric tons. And we've also just had a lot of political news circling around at least the corn and bean market. Whether that's in regards to tariffs or completed trade deals or trade deals that are being negotiated, that's all weighing in. Also, we can't forget about weather.
Yeah, you're right. When you really add that all out there, there is a lot of market news out there. I'm kind of happy with the way the corn market has performed this week. We're still down 7 cents on the week, but up three today is kind of nice when you consider that the hot dome of doom, that heat ridge, is kind of going to dissipate now. It looks like we're actually calling for cooler temperatures in the extended forecast and a little bit wetter too. But you're right, we're always talking about trade wars, which, you know, I think we're gaining on that this week. It seems like, you know, Japan signed a deal with us, Indonesia, Philippines. So that's all good. Still waiting for China. You know, that would be the big one.
You know, we are seeing some wheat tours going on in North Dakota, so we're keeping an eye out for that. And also just those overseas producers as well. It seems to be weighing in on our wheat market.
Yeah, speaking of those overseas producers, you know, Russia's been an interesting one to watch here lately. You know, they had declarations of drought and problems like that, disaster declarations. And so it sounded like they had problems there and production was going to be lower. But their ag minister kept on saying, oh, man, huge crop. It's just, you know, marvelous coming. At their export terminal, bit of a cash pinch right now. Farmers are not selling. The harvest was a little bit late, or maybe the harvest isn't as big as the ag minister says. So cash sales there are actually kind of bumping up a little bit. So should support our wheat complex here a little bit. And like you said, the North Dakota crop tour going. Looks like a fairly decent crop, not as big as last year, but still a good one.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.